coming Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. from 3 in the afternoon Central Time on November 2nd through 3 in the afternoon Central on November 3rd. Issues Etc. 24, Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd. Listen live at issuesetc.org.
There's no legislation with regards to abortion that I'm familiar with that would become part of my agenda.
That's GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney speaking Tuesday with the editorial board for the Des Moines Register. Now, that comment, no pro-life legislation or no legislation regarding abortion that he knew of that would become part of his agenda, has caused a bit of consternation among pro-life voters and among pro-choice voters. They feel like there's not a willingness on the part of Governor Romney to take a firm stand or to make abortion a big issue in the coming election. Of course, a lot of big issues in the coming election, but the life issue is one that matters to an awful lot of voters. I know our listeners are among them. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Thursday afternoon. It's the 11th of October. Audio open lines for the first half hour or so of this hour. We're going to ask you to answer this question. Do you trust GOP presidential Mitt Romney, the candidate Mitt Romney, on the abortion issue? Now, you can comment any way you like and answer any way you like. We're not really asking the question, do you plan to vote for him or do you like him or any of those kind of things. We're asking, on the issue of abortion, do you trust GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney? 1-877-623-6943. That's our call-in number. 1-877-623-6943. You can email us right here in the studio anytime you like, right now. talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or you can comment with the many others who have already at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll be hearing a brief story from National Public Radio on the comments that Mitt Romney made to the editorial board of the Des Moines Register. And a little later in the program, we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. So keep your phones handy, stay by your email, and get ready to go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We have four soundbites ready to play for you. Yes, it's Thursday, but we're playing soundbite of the week one day early on this Thursday afternoon. Four soundbites that we'll play for you. All you need to do is listen. And then, for whatever reasons you have, please provide them for us when you answer the question, why are you voting for this soundbite? Whatever your reasons are, we ask you to pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And it's your chance also to win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pin, bumper sticker, and the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio iPad, mouse pad, I should say. That's coming up in about a half hour here on Issues Etc. 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's the story from National Public Radio. I want you to listen, and then I want you to answer the question, do you trust GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney on the abortion issue?
Once again, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has appeared to moderate his position on abortion. Appeared to is the operable phrase here because his staff was quick to clarify the candidate's position. It's not the first time the Romney campaign has walked back a more moderate statement by the former governor, but as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, it's a hazardous game to play with an issue as touchy as abortion.
Romney's comment came during his meeting Tuesday with the editorial board of the Des Moines Register.
There's no legislation with regards to abortion that I'm familiar with that would become part of my agenda.
Now, Romney went on to add that he would use an executive order to reinstate a policy that bars U.S. aid to international groups that lobby or pay for abortions. But the comment about not pushing abortion-restricting legislation surprised those on both sides of the abortion debate. Beth Shipp is political director of NARAL Pro-Choice America.
That's quite a shock. Coming from Mitt Romney, who has consistently called for the overturn of Roe v. Wade, who said that he would appoint Supreme Court justices who would do just that, who has an extensive pro-life agenda on his website that anybody can access.
That agenda includes things like defunding Planned Parenthood, which would require legislation. Romney has also endorsed legislation to ban abortions at the point fetuses can theoretically feel pain. The Romney campaign issued a terse statement calling the candidate, quote, proudly pro-life, and Romney himself echoed that to reporters while campaigning in Ohio today.
I think I've said that time and again, I'm a pro-life candidate, I'll be a pro-life president.
All right, we'll come back to the story from National Public Radio. My question for you during Audio Open Lines live this Thursday afternoon, October the 11th, do you trust GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney on the abortion issue? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Thursday afternoon. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or leave your answer to that question, do you trust Mitt Romney on the abortion issue, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The question for you, I want your answer, do you trust Mitt Romney on the abortion issue, given his statements earlier this week to the editorial board of the Des Moines Register that there's no piece of abortion legislation that he knows of that he plans to put on his agenda. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Romney also got defended by allies in the anti-abortion movement like Marjorie Dannenfelser of the Susan B. Anthony List. She says she thinks Romney's comment was nothing more than a slip. He just has too much else on his mind to keep issues like abortion front and center.
I think the simple truth of the matter is that his head is in jobs in the economy almost all day long, every single day. And that, of course, we want, you know, at least a third of his focus to be on it all the time. But you don't always get everything that you want.
But Nayral Shipp thinks it's anything but an accident, just as in August it was no accident when Romney said in a CBS Evening News interview that he supported abortions when the pregnant woman's health, not just her life, was threatened. That position was also reversed later, quietly, by staff.
I know Mitt Romney really wants women to vote for him, but the way that he's going about this by lying to people about where he stands on the issues is not going to serve him well come November 6th.
Do you feel like the candidate is backing down? Do you feel like Mitt Romney is backing down, depending on who he's talking to when it comes to the life issue, that he's less than firm on this issue? It's one thing to have the positions put on your website. It's one thing to say, I'm a pro-life guy. A lot of people do that, even people who we all admit aren't pro-life. And he's taken these positions, albeit a shift from his earlier positions on abortion when he was governor of Massachusetts. But he's taken these positions now as he's running for president for, well, the better part of the last decade. Do you trust him on the life issue? Do you trust him that as president, he would make abortion a high priority, not just one priority among many, not just something he gets around to when the rest of the big issues are dealt with, but a high priority? That's what I hear when I hear someone say, I'm going to be a pro-life president. That means they're going to make life, the protection of unborn life, the protection of the unborn, a high priority. Yet when speaking to the Des Moines Register editorial board, it doesn't sound like he plans to do that. 1-877-623-6943. I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Political scientist John Green of the University of Akron says what Romney is doing isn't all that unusual.
There's a long tradition of candidates adopting one kind of position for a broad audience, such as on television, then maybe having a different position in direct mail or in smaller venues.
The reason Romney is running into trouble, says Green, is that in the world of Twitter and nonstop cable news, there is no way to deliver different messages anymore.
We discovered over the last couple of election cycles, and we've seen it in many examples this year, is that it's hard to keep those different venues separate because of our communication technology today.
And with an issue as touchy as abortion, that can become even more hazardous, says Green, because a candidate not only runs the risk of alienating his own voters, but of mobilizing those on the other side. At least for now, however, Romney seems to be making it work. There's still nearly a month until Election Day, however, and two more debates to go. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
Let me just speak frankly to our listeners. I know many of them are pro-life. Most of them are probably pro-life. If this were a Democratic candidate for president who was claiming to be pro-life in whatever sense and then said one thing to one group, Des Moines and the Des Moines Register are kind of notoriously Midwest liberal. Said one thing to one group, well, you know, it's not, the legislation isn't really going to be part of my agenda, as Mitt Romney said on Tuesday, and then turned around and said, I'm a pro-life guy, I'm going to be a pro-life president. What would you say if it were a Democratic candidate for president? You'd say, he's flip-flopping, he's changing, he's waffling, he is less than firm on this issue than he ought to be. So my question for you, I want your answer. Do you trust GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney on the abortion issue? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send your answer to us via email. We'll get it right here in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. Starting with Art in Garrison, North Dakota. Art, welcome to Issues Etc.
Well, thank you. I thank you. My vote is, I think he would waffle on the abortion issue.
Is that the impression you're getting from Mitt Romney at this point?
Yep, he would waffle. I think that, you know, when you're in that high office up there, there's too much finance pushing you one way and the other, you know, and I don't see him going full bore for abortion.
Art, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in North Dakota. What about the rest of you? Art says he gets the impression that Governor Romney isn't going to be as firm as he should be on the issue of abortion, even though he's running as a pro-life presidential candidate. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines, Issues Etc. live this Thursday afternoon, October the 11th. And I want your answer to the question, do you trust Mitt Romney on the abortion issue? He has had a past of being pro-choice, then nominally pro-life, more pro-life as he's gotten closer to the presidential nomination of his party. And now, speaking in Iowa, he says there's not a piece of abortion legislation that he knows of that would make it onto his agenda as president. 1-877-623-6943. Your answer to that question, do you trust Mitt Romney on abortion, after this?
Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church, Albany, Oregon, is a mid-Willamette Valley LCMS congregation where the liturgy lives and God's people worship as one, with sound biblical doctrine, weekly communion, and a clear confession of Christ crucified for the sin of the world. Please join us at 2515 Queen Avenue Southeast or visit our website at www.holycrosslutheranalbany.org.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans. People who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, is a quarterly publication for the confessional Lutheran, and they have a special 20th anniversary CD. This CD contains every issue of Logia for the last 20 years. It's a PDF file with search capabilities and bookmarks. This special anniversary CD is an excellent addition to your theological library. You can pre-order it for just $40. That's 50 cents per issue. Find out more at logia.org, logia.org.
And because they're with Dad, that's all that matters. And I think a similar thing goes on in church. We fail to remember who we are with.
The forgiveness of sins in Christ Jesus is the cleansing waters of our baptism are the only thing which truly make us pure.
And that's what's the difference between a hymn and a ditty. A hymn's designed to do that heavy job. A ditty's just designed to make everybody know you're feeling happy at the moment. Big whoop.
Well, that's coming up in the last half hour of Issues Etc. on this Thursday afternoon. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Just a taste there of the four soundbites that you get to listen to and vote for. You can vote right now in advance at our webpage. That's issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or you can wait and give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite of the week coming up in the last half hour of Issues Etc. on this Thursday afternoon. In the meantime, audio open lines, a question that I'm looking for your answer for. Do you trust GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney on the abortion issue? The big story today being carried by most of the major news outlets is that Mitt Romney, speaking to the editorial board of the Des Moines Register yesterday, said that there is not a piece of abortion legislation he's aware of that will be part of his agenda when he's elected. Now, later he said, he reiterated that he's a pro-life guy and he's running as a pro-life president. But do you trust him? Not only given his track record in the past on the issue of abortion, but at least the appearance, and we heard from Art in North Dakota before the break, saying he just doesn't feel like that Mitt Romney would be the pro-life president he's promising to be. Do you trust him on the issue of abortion? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here is Andy. He's listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Todd. I would say that looking back over the years, we know that the Democrats, with a few exceptions, consistently support abortion. But the Republicans in their platform have pretty consistently opposed it. On the other hand, when the Republicans are in power, even when they have the Congress and the presidency, what have they done to limit abortion or to get the reversal of Roe versus Wade? I suppose we could say putting a conservative justices on the Supreme Court would be a step in that direction. The court seems to have remained relatively balanced over the years between the more liberal and the more conservative justices. Then we come to Mr. Romney's personal statements. And I'm not even sure whether you can make anything out of this soundbite. Maybe what he was saying simply was, you know, right now I'm not aware of any proposed legislation that I could send to the Congress. Maybe that's all he was saying. On the other hand, he has changed positions so many times over the years that one doesn't know what to think about him. There is, in the current issue of Time magazine, a pages facing each other. One is statements that President Obama has made or that have been made in his ads, and then facing that, statements that former Governor Romney has made or that have been made in his ads. And it shows on both candidates' parts distortion and even lies. I am so discouraged this year about the choices that we have for the presidency.
Okay, so I'll take that from you, Andy, that you don't entirely trust Mitt Romney, much less anybody else on the issue of abortion. I should point out that President George W. Bush did sign the Born Alive Infants Protection Act during his 8-year term. So there was some movement there. And I think people didn't fault George W. Bush so much with being willing to get behind the issue of protecting the unborn as much as his ability to articulate the issue. I think no one doubted his enthusiasm, his ability to carry the ball. It was, maybe his ability to carry the ball, not so much his willingness to carry the ball in the protection of the unborn. This comes from James in Pasco, Washington. James says, trust no government official on the abortion of issue. Either they are so blatantly pro-death, preach pro-life, and legislate pro-abortion, or under media pressure fail to make it an issue and cave into the perceived public pressure. Ultimately, I cannot trust the American people whose only moral compass is how they feel at the moment. I must include myself at times in this indictment, he says. We can try to manipulate public will through sound bites and emotional advertising until Christ reaches their hearts. However, our efforts will be much like pushing a rope. Well, it's true. A lot of people are, and Andy in Kirkwood echoes those sentiments, extremely discouraged at the general credibility of our political leaders or our aspiring political leaders. Do you trust Mitt Romney on the abortion issue? That narrow issue where he has come around to the pro-life position, appears a little bit Tuesday in Iowa to say, basically saying it's not going to be a big priority for my agenda. He's talking about including things in his agenda. Now, the pro-life leaders have pointed out there's lots of pro-life legislation that could be on his agenda. So it's not as though the legislation or the proposed legislation doesn't exist. He doesn't know about it. What does that tell you? Do you trust him on the issue of abortion? 1-877-623-6943-877-623-MYIE. In Torrington, Wyoming, Terry writes, National Public Radio wrote this article. They will spin it for their own agenda. I doubt if very many politicians will be able to do much to overturn Roe v. Wade, but they can keep abortion legislation from getting worse if they choose to. Now, I should point out that National Public Radio is just one of the major news outlets that is carrying this story. Most of them are. And at least in my reading of their story on Mitt Romney's comments to the Des Moines Register editorial staff, they pretty much covered the journalistic bases. They talked to Beth Shipp with NARAL, Pro-Choice America. That's the pro-choice side. They talked with Marjorie Danitzfelder, who is a pro-life voice in defense of Romney. And then they talked to someone who is, at least my perception of every time we've had him on the program, John Green with the Pew Forum, who is just a political scientist and is just analyzing the thing from a neutral position, neither pro-life or pro-choice. So I think they covered all their bases there when it comes to covering this story. Let's see. Michael in Maryland says he does not trust Mitt Romney on the abortion issue, and that's why I cannot vote for him, says Michael in Maryland. Angie in Michigan says, I'm voting third party partly because of this issue. Now, many of our listeners have expressed that from time to time, that they don't trust either. They can't trust President Obama because he's a principled pro-choicer, and they can't trust Mitt Romney because they believe him to be an unprincipled pro-lifer, so they're going with a third party. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943-877-623-MYIE. In Brooklyn, I believe, David says, no, he does not trust Governor Romney. He has flip-flopped before. He is unpredictable as a candidate. That's from David in Brooklyn. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or you can comment at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. What you want, right, out of a pro-life candidate is someone says, not only is this one of my positions, this is one of my highly prioritized positions. Now, people will say, well, there are other issues than the life issue that are going to lead me to vote for Governor Romney over President Obama. Well, certainly there are. For those who agree with Governor Romney's position, certainly they are. The life issue, especially for the Christian voter, is of a different caliber than the economy, than taxes, than of foreign policy, than of all the other important issues that are facing us as a nation in this election. The life issue is a fundamental issue. There are 100 ways to go about solving the economic problems here. We could try 100 different solutions, right? Some of them will work, some of them may not. There are all sorts of answers to our geopolitical problems in foreign policy, aren't there? Yes. There are all sorts of answers on how to structure our taxes in this country. There's only one way to protect the unborn, and that is to let them live when they're being threatened with abortion on demand. There aren't a dozen ways to protect the unborn from abortion. There's only one. So it's a fundamental issue. It's an issue. We used to talk about single issue voters. It's not a single issue. It's the most important issue. So if someone says, I'm going to be a pro-life president, and then you hear him say, but there's no legislation I can think of right now that's going to go on my agenda when I become president, does it cause you to wonder about how pro-life that pro-life man is, namely Mitt Romney. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Josh in Wisconsin says, on this issue itself, I absolutely distrust the incumbent, President Obama, on this issue. You can see just from the record in his term as president, not mentioning his record in the Illinois and U.S. Senates, what he has done to advance the abortion agenda. Do I trust Mitt Romney on abortion? I trust him more than I trust President Obama. Well, okay, relatively speaking, you trust him more than you trust President Obama. One of these men is going to be president, though. If Mitt Romney wins, that's the kind of the view I'm asking you to take here. Not when he's compared to his opponent. Obviously, when he's compared to his opponent, you might even say, it doesn't matter whether I trust him or not. At least he's pro-life, or at least claims to be pro-life. It's got to be better than the current president, right? But the question is, if he's going to be president, and he says he's pro-life, do you trust him to carry through with those pro-life principles if he is president? 1-877-623-6943. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll go to Rick in Nashville, Illinois. I want to hear from you. I want your answer to this question. Do you trust GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney on the abortion issue? Again, I'm not asking if you're going to vote for him over against his opponent. I'm asking, do you trust him now, and if he were to be president, on the abortion issue? 1-877-623-MYIE, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Trinity Lutheran, Brooklyn, New York. Hope Lutheran, Birmingham, Alabama. Our Savior Lutheran, Paradise, California. St. John Lutheran, Ray, Michigan. Peace with Christ Lutheran, Fort Collins, Colorado. Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran, Kimberling City, Missouri. The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Salinas, California. St. John's Lutheran, Algoma, Wisconsin, and St. John's Lutheran, Colton, California. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, and click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Christian apologist Gretchen Passantino on the importance of Issues Etc.
This is the best that Christian radio gets. And I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine and, most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, literally thousands of them, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the focus of everything.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, Issues Etc.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
An umbilical cord of biblical truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Which country's Supreme Court has outlawed abortion?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
South Korea's highest court just handed down a monumental decision regarding abortion. Abortions, with few exceptions, have been illegal in South Korea for nearly 60 years. But with this case before the court, some feared for the life of the unborn. We are glad to report, however, that the court upheld the country's constitutional ban on abortion. In the wake of the decision, government leaders gave pro-lifers another reason to rejoice. South Korean officials declared that the government would crack down on illegal abortions, most of which are performed by doctors, who will now be charged with a crime.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. 5 minutes left for your answer to this question. Do you trust GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney on the issue of abortion, given his comments to the editorial staff of the Des Moines Register, speaking on Tuesday, saying that there wasn't a piece of abortion legislation he was aware of that he thought was going to make it onto his agenda as president? 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines live this Thursday afternoon, October the 11th. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Visit our Facebook fan page and leave your answer there. Do you trust Mitt Romney on abortion? Facebook.com/issuesetc or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Philip in Poughkeepsie, New York says, I do have a problem trusting these many parasites. I think he's talking there about our politicians. I mean, these politicians. They stick their finger in the wind to see which way the wind blows and base every decision on what we wretched sinners are pushing for. That's not a good combo. Well, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Poughkeepsie. That's something reflected in the comments from the National Public Radio story by John Green of the Pew Forum. John's basically says, look, a lot of politicians, especially before the instant communication age, did this. They went one place and they nuanced their message depending on the audience. Well, you can't do that anymore. In the age of instant communication, in the age of a 24-hour news cycle, and in the age of I say it here and they hear it everywhere instantly, you can't nuance your message. Now, I don't know if he was trying to do that. All I know is what he said. Governor Romney said that he wasn't aware of any abortion legislation that was going to make it onto his agenda as president. And then he said later, but I'm a pro-life president. What does that say to you? 1-877-623-6943. Let's go to Nashville, Illinois, where Rick is on the line. Hi, Rick.
Good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking the call. And the answer to your question is no. The comment that was given right before the break sounded a lot like what Romney, how he answered the question that was posed to him.
Thank you very much, Rick, and thanks for listening in Nashville, Illinois. What about the rest of you? You're faced with, we do this every 4 years, we are faced with the issue of abortion, right? And that's the reality, the post-Roe reality, that whether it is explicitly discussed by our candidates, and there have been many times that it has been, or whether it's the elephant in the room, abortion is one of the big issues. It ought to be for Christians. I spoke earlier about it being that fundamental issue that is of a higher priority than the others because it deals with the intrinsic value of human life and protecting those who are least able and completely unable to protect themselves, protecting their very lives. So someone says, I'm pro-life, it ought to mean something. It ought to mean that they know what kind of pro-life legislation might be part of their agenda if they were to become president and that they'd be willing to make it a part of their agenda. Eric listens in Tennessee. He says, I do trust a sinner to stay repentant, meaning when they say that they are truly sorry for their sins, they are, and I trust him when he says he's pro-life. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. The fact is, we may never know. President Obama may get a second term, which those who are intent upon using their votes and their citizenship to protect the unborn should mourn. And I agree, someone who's nominally pro-life is going to be better than someone who is a principled pro-choicer. Look, you can trust President Obama. You can trust him all the way to the bank that he will not protect the unborn. You can trust him. You can trust that at every turn, at every opportunity, he will do whatever he can to offer maximum protection to a Supreme Court decision taken in 1973 that opened abortion on demand to this country and not protect the unborn. You can trust him to do that. Now, here's the problem. We have a principled pro-choice president, and I think it's safe to say a less than principled pro-life challenger. Is it better than have a less than principled pro-life president than a principled pro-choice president? Of course it is. But you do want to be able to trust your president that if he says he's pro-life, he really will be and conduct his office as someone who makes one of his highest priorities in that office to protect the citizens of this country who have not yet been born, who are here among us, who are living, who are human beings, who are Americans, but need all the protection the laws can afford them, especially when we have laws on the books that are designed to leave them completely unprotected. You want to be able to trust that a man who says he's pro-life really will be pro-life.